I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee. Coffee every moment.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Madison Mercantile with Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead. And, Chris, here we are broadcasting live from the Merck today.
All around the world. You were just telling me it's Ireland and New Zealand and everywhere else. So
Russia.
And Russia.
Yeah.
It might even get all the way to Marietta.
Yeah, it could. So, yeah, another Coffee at the Merck. We're excited. A lot of things happening at the Merck, Chris.
Yes, on this beautiful spring day, when we should all be outside playing. Instead, Kim and I were in sort of doing a big spring refresh of the gallery. So we've got new artists up in the gallery.
I just toured the gallery. It's amazing. You've got to come in and look at the new gallery that's up, art gallery.
It's pretty crazy. And so the theme, we haven't quite thought of the name of the show, but it's three artists. Ben Dempsey, who's a Madison guy.
I didn't know he was an artist.
Apparently he used to paint years ago, and he just kind of took it up again recently. So Ben's here, and then Zach John, who is a teacher in Montevideo, and Mara, who is a young lady who lives in Montevideo, originally from Montana, and she had come in and visited with me and brought some of her really adorable, beautiful, bright, vibrant paintings. So she's in the front gallery, and then Zach and Ben are in the back gallery.
I think she was just on postcards last night.
Oh, I probably.
Yep.
I think so.
Yep.
We're really lucky to have postcards and PBS and everything. Almost every day somebody says, oh, yeah, I saw you on postcards.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a really great show.
Good.
So in addition to the gallery stuff, we got a couple things coming up this week and this weekend that I want to make sure everybody knows about. We have trivia on Friday night. Yes, and we've kind of changed up the trivia. It used to be Thursdays, and it used to be the Quiz Bang trivia, which was like a service that we just bought. But now we have a special trivia written by one of Madison's own people.
Oh,
yes,
interesting.
So, so this is going to be more tailored to the local area. So
okay.
this Friday trivia is all about March. Anything to do with March. So it could be about marching.
So how does trivia work, Chris? I've never been to a trivia.
Paul, you really ought to come. Really. Get your
I should
team
have
together.
Mentioned that.
I think you could get a team from the radio station. Come on in, and you can play against a team from the bank or any other business that wants to come in and field a team and see if they can beat everybody else. So basically it's three rounds of five questions.
You bring your own team.
Bring your own team.
Team of what, three or four or five?
We say six or less.
Six or less, okay.
And it always helps to have an old person and a young person on the team because, you know, you never know. There might be some, older sports stuff and there might be some young music stuff, so it's kind of good to mix it up. And if you don't have a team, come on in and join a team.
Okay.
And then we call the questions and give time for the answering, and then we gather a little bit of funds for a nonprofit every time. So each time we say, hey, we're playing for X. So we don't know for sure who we're playing for yet this weekend, but something will come up. We have somebody nominate an organization.
And what time does that start? This Friday?
Yep, the Fridays. It's the second Friday of the month at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Friday. Be here at the Merck.
It's a lot of fun.
Bring your brain.
Yeah, bring your brain, or, no Googling. No Googling. So, and then on this Sunday is a really great experience. We've got this partnership with Dawson Boyd Arts Association, and we've got Sarah Morris this Sunday afternoon. She was originally scheduled earlier in the year, and weather was a problem, so it got rescheduled to Sunday afternoon. So that's going to be a really beautiful show. She's kind of like Nora Jones, a little jazzy, a little rootsy. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a really nice show.
Good. Yeah, I understand she's really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
And that's this Sunday?
That's this Sunday.
Okay, and what time again?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me a hard question like
sorry.
That. I think it's 3 o'clock,
okay.
But, let me
double
check.
But it's this Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
I think doors at 2 and show at 3 is what's popping into my head.
Okay.
So, and then in addition to that, we've got a lot of music lined up for the next month or so. We've got Sarah Morris on the 16th, Clark Moctimus on the 22nd. He's kind of a favorite around here. He's got a farm over by Lacaparl, but he's originally from Waconia. So he is a favorite around here. And then on the 28th, we've got Boyd's Landing. And this one's personal to me because it's my brother's band.
Yep.
It's my brother Eric Shelfstead and Ed Hegland and Brad Fernholz that come together and have just a really great time playing together. So that's on the 28th.
What do they call themselves?
Boyd's Landing.
Boyd's Landing.
I don't know why. They won't tell me. There's got to be a story there. I don't know, but...
come that night and we'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll force it out of them. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then as we look forward to some more music, we're working with Kayla Daniels to have her here. She has really made a name for herself in the area. She's really popular. So that'll be a lot of fun. And we've got a lot of great music on tap for the next, 3, 4, 5 months. And then we're working on some Scandinavian music for Northfest, which seems like it's a long ways away, but we're trying to do some really good... It's going to be fun in November.
That's right. And we have a guest on our show today.
We do. So this guest has helped me get myself out of the kitchen. So that's great. So Sam Roth is here. Sam, say hi to everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, Sam. And I tell you, you make the best soup. I'm not just saying that. I've had your soup a number of times. It's awesome.
Yeah.
How did you guys get together?
Well, I knew that he had just finished culinary school. And I needed some help in the kitchen, and so he was available, and he just swooped in and helped us not only make soups and lunches, but kind of organize the kitchen, figure out how we should do things. You know, he's actually trained in this, and I'm just winging it.
Okay.
So, Sam, what do you think about the soup so far?
You know, it's a great thing to be a part of, just to be able to come in here and be part of the whole setting up of everything. You know, trying out a few different soups and, you know, a couple different sandwiches. But, you know, in the near future, you know, we're trying to get, you know, into some other options. You know, maybe some rice bowls or some, you know, other different types of salads or sandwiches. And, you know, we...
I don't think nobody really wants soup on July 30th or something.
Right, absolutely.
Well, maybe I would. I like soup any year round.
We thought about serving some cold soup today, but, man, we stuck with the hot soup. But one of the things that we really want to do in the kitchen and throughout the Merck is to highlight local products. So that's one of the things Sam's helping with, is how do we get local things like the Sandhill Mill flour? We try to use that. And as the summer goes on, we'll get local fruits and vegetables and things like that. So I told Sam, let's experiment and see what he can come up with using some local products.
Where did you get your schooling from, Sam, and how did you get interested in this?
So I was always kind of interested in the culinary field when I was in high school, and I was going to go to school right out of high school, but it just didn't happen.
It didn't help.
And then I just kind of fell out of it for a while, and I moved back to town, and I was just kind of wondering, you know, what am I going to do with my life? What am I doing? And I decided that I was just going to go with my gut and get some schooling out of, it was actually online, but it's based out of Boulder, Colorado. It's a university. It's called Auguste Escoffier School of Culinary Arts.
Okay, don't ask me to say that.
Okay. One of the better known culinary institutes in the United States, and they have just a wonderful staff, and it was such a cool experience to do it online and to be able to take that and apply it to my local community.
And you get to use that here at the Merck.
Yeah, it's been great for us, and I think one of the fun things is people will come in for coffee in the morning, but they're already starting to smell those onions and bacon and garlic, and you know, it's kind of enticing. So not only do we have some good pastries and stuff for you, but we'll make you come back for lunch.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you went with your gut because it's helping our guts too.
Oh, healthy.
Sorry, had to go there.
That was a pun. Is that like a pun?
So, well, I don't know if you have to guess. It didn't work very well, did it?
What's the future besides soup? Then do you have like sandwiches and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're looking at a couple of different types of like hot sandwiches, like more specialty type breads, and on the panini press, and you know, maybe even some salads, different mixed green salads with you know, maybe some Asian influence or some you know, more European influence. You know, it's just kind of trying to figure out what people like, and I'm currently working on a survey that should be available here pretty soon.
Okay.
just to kind of tell us, you know, what do you want? You know, what do you like? What are the flavors?
You think that this would be a pretty big thing?
Yeah, so we're trying to kind of fill a niche. You know, there's a couple places for lunch, but if people, you know, want something a little bit different, maybe something a little unique, or maybe something, a grab-and-go option that they can't get elsewhere, you know, we're going to try to extend people's palates, right?
Right.
Do something a little bit different and maybe be a little adventurous in the food realm.
Right. Well, I'm excited for you, Sam. What was that?
I always tell people to, you know, try something new every day, even if you think you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you don't. That's not a big deal.
Right.
But you should always try something new.
Yeah.
And you might surprise yourself.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
That's
yeah.
right. Well, I'm really looking forward to where this is all going to lead.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, Sam.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been great for us. Yeah, so in addition to food and art and music, we are kind of looking forward to the summer, too. And as you know, Kelvin Weber has his garden here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been starting to plant things and, you know, getting all anxious to get outside in the dirt. And so part of that is going to be growing herbs and spices and mm-hmm. things that we can use in our cooking. So hopefully Kelvin will grow enough tomatoes to keep us in tomato sauce
Ooh.
And paste all winter.
BLTs.
There you go.
Sam,
yeah.
See
oh, yeah.
BLTs?
Yep.
I'll be here every day if you make a BLT.
There you go, a good BLT. So we hope that the things that Kelvin can bring to the kitchen will kind of help us highlight some of those local things as well. And we do hope to kick off our farmers market again this year. So there's some organizing meetings coming up on that, and we don't know for sure which day we're going to do farmers market. We were trying to do it on Thursday afternoons last year, but we'll see what happens this year.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. What else you got going on? Got Egg Day coming up.
We got Egg Day. Well, that's right. You and me together are working on that one.
We're working together, KOKP and the Madison Merck.
Well, last year was kind of a spur-of-the-moment Ag Day, right? And I don't know, I feel like we had a million vendors and 100,000 visitors. It was a lot of fun. So this year we've got over a dozen vendors now.
So far, yeah, we got a week left.
Still getting more, and we'll pack them in here, and it's really a lot of fun because people are kind of right close to each other. They can collaborate, they can network. And we'll have a fundraiser during that Ag Day as well. Last year we raised money for Kelvin's garden, and this year we'll do the same. We're going to have a brat feed, raising a little funds to expand Kelvin's garden.
Good.
So please come on down, even if you're not an ag guy or
that
cow.
That was one of the best responses we had. People really appreciated having it here. It was a more homey feeling, mm-hmm. a lot of networking going on, a lot just a better feeling than in a huge gymnasium.
Right. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll have a beautiful day like this, and we can maybe spill out onto the sidewalk,
yep.
too. It would
yep.
be really great. So, yeah, if anybody has any ideas about food, as Sam said, we're going to start doing a survey, and maybe we'll have that set up during Ag Day so that people can come in and drop a survey off and give us some ideas, and I'm sure a lot of the folks there will have some input.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to working with producers to get their products into our lunches and help them find other consumers. Food innovation is kind of a major portion of what we want to get done here. So
yeah, I know you're really big on that.
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, we are in an ag community, and we have the best dirt in the world out here, and we just need to grow more of our own food.
That's right.
Yep.
And Sand Hill Farms is one of them.
We just now, Pete Haugen stopped in and dropped off some Sand Hill Mill flour. We carry that now. It's we carry the actual milled flour and wheat berries and flax seeds. So anytime you're needing some of that, you can just come here to the Merck on the website. So, you know, come on in and grab some. And if you do want a big quantity, you can ask Brittany and Peter to deliver it here, and you can pick it up here.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, Paul.
How are we doing?
I think we're doing okay. It's been a long winter,
yep.
and I'm really looking forward to opening the windows and sitting outside and having some music, and we're looking at maybe a way to have some outdoor music this spring and summer.
Oh,
so,
outdoor music.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking forward to Earth Day and Arbor Day in April.
Yeah.
And
that'll be your best.
It will be. And as part of that, we're going to have a little, hopefully a little street party at the end of the Earth Day run on the 26th.
Oh, so nice.
That should be fun. Days like this make us want to get out there.
Earth Day run, what's that?
So last year they did this. Are you going to run 5K?
No.
No. I usually don't run unless some drill sergeant's yelling at me either. So, but last year we the Soil and Water and the Prairie Eagle Links did this Earth Day run, and this year we're going to do it too. But we're partnering with them this year. It's going to start and end here at the Merck, so we can throw a party at the end of the run. So you can just wait for us here if you want.
Okay.
With a cold beverage.
Yeah. Are you a runner, Sam?
That's a negatory.
You got to be in the military like Chris to run. You ran a lot in the military, I bet.
And I hated every single
step.
Did you? Yes, yep. It was never something that came natural to me at all.
Right.
At all. So.
Before we close here, I just had a nice strawberry banana smoothie from Kim.
I got to shout out to Kim, man. She, between coffees and smoothies, she's really picking up on the baking for us, too. Yep. Lots of turnovers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about you, Kim. She's waving at us, so.
She's doing an absolutely great job coming up with some recipes. And I see that turnover of yours disappeared pretty quick.
I destroyed that blueberry turnover. See that, Sam?
Yeah.
They are good.
It was awesome.
A little
did she
bit
make
left.
That? Kim
she
make
did.
That? Okay, good.
Yeah, shout out to Kim.
All right.
Doing a great job.
Anything else? We'll wrap it up here.
Oh, just thanks a lot to KLQP and everything you guys do to help us get the word out. And, yeah, we appreciate you.
All right, and soup tomorrow? Soup, do you know what it is yet?
I call it cream of street corn. It's just kind of a play on kind of like a tortilla soup.
Ooh,
and
nice.
But it's a little creamier. It's more potato based.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
For lunch. Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, I love Mexican street corn.
We'll
it's gonna be
that.
Yummy.
All right, thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
And that's another Coffee at the Merck here at the Madison Mercantile.
Coffee. Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merck on Q92.
Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each time.